final case for argument this morning, which is appeal number 06-2345, United States of America versus Charles States.
Good morning.
And
is the court?
You are Mr. Durkant?
Yes, Your Honor.
You've come all the way from Texas.
All the way from Istanbul via Texas.
Via Texas. Yes, that's a long way to come to argue about case that has wide-ranging implications if we were to agree with you. But go ahead.
The main argument is that the 1947-1948 attempts to revise and codify federal crimes and criminal procedure has effectively killed federal court jurisdiction over criminal processes. Now, we will make three arguments here.
Have you ever raised this argument in courts in Texas?
Yes, Your Honor. I was threatened with sanctions.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised.
This law has been on the books since the Truman administration.
Right, Your Honor. Okay, one argument that is in the brief I will not pursue, that is whether a sine die adjournment does or doesn't kill an engrossed bill. I will not argue that. I will only make three arguments. One is the quorum issue. The second one is the fact that the House never passed the amended bill in 1948, and the third one is whether the presentment to President Truman should have been done while the Congress was in session. Now, in terms of the quorum argument, the first argument, on May 12, 1947, as the congressional records indicate, there were only 44 representatives in Congress, right, just half a person over 10%, and this 10% passed an amendment and also, after the third reading, passed the whole bill. And the Constitution and the statutes do not allow 10% of the representatives to pass a bill. The second point is that after the House passed the bill H.R. 3190 in 1947, in 1948, the Senate only passed an amended bill. They made about 15-20 amendments, and that same day, 2 days before adjournment on June 18, 1948, it came back to the House, and without any discussion, the House concurred in the amendments, but they never read the whole bill again, and they never passed the whole bill. The third point is that both the House and the Senate adjourned in the early morning hours of June 20th, 1948, but the Speaker of the House and President pro tempore of the Senate, at that time there was no Vice President in office, they signed on to the bill 3 days later, after adjournment on June 23rd, and that also is in violation of both the Constitution and also Title I, United States Code, Section 1, which says that they have to do it while the Congress is assembled. So based on these three points, the quorum point, the fact that in 1948 the House never passed the whole bill, and the fact that it was presented to the President Truman 3 days after adjournment are constitutional defects that killed federal court jurisdiction over federal crimes. Thank you very much.
Chang.
May it please the court, I'll resist the lawyerly temptation to talk, so unless you have any questions, I'll rest on the briefs.
What a sound idea.
Thank you, Judge.
Very good. Okay, there's nothing to rebut. This case will be taken under advisement. The court will be in recess until Monday.